The Everyday People Show is a podcast of the AMBC, African Masters Broadcasting Center.
Photography is about storytelling for me. There are some times that you can tell a story with just one frame, and then there are other times where this story has like different layers and takes about a year or 2 years, 3 years of proper research to be able to explore this story. So for documentary photography, that's pretty much what it is. It's taking your time, understanding a subject, and then sharing the subject with people through photography. I like to think of myself as curious. Curious and detailed. I like to explore. My curiosity always affects my work in the sense that I start with asking myself a question, and my work always stems from myself. It's always a self-interrogation, that's the right phrase. Ask myself a particular question and then I try to find out how other people can relate to that question. Sometimes it goes beyond me so that other people can relate, or sometimes it's solely just based on myself and my own feelings. So I'm a curious person that's always just trying to answer questions with my work. I'm Nengi Nelson. I am a portrait and documentary photographer based in Lagos, Nigeria. I have been doing photography for a little over 4 years now. I have explored different parts of photography. I shot fashion for the earlier part of my time in photography.
Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. I can go crunch, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye.
I've shot portraits, I've shot events. Currently now, I'm doing more of documentary style photography. Over the years, I've had a few exhibitions. I've shown my works. Like last year, I had an exhibition with Alliance Francaise where I showed a video project. Yeah, I also dabble in video as well. I tend to call myself now a visual artist more than a photographer, because I realized that my interests are quite wide, so I'm allowing myself the opportunity to like tap into all of these many interests. My love for photography started when I met John Chalmers. He is a wildlife photographer based in Canada. I used to spend summers with them, with he and his family, and he would give me a camera and say, you know what, have this camera for the summer and then go and shoot. And I saw how much passion he had for the work that he would do. He used to go off into the woods, dressed in camouflage, and just sit and wait for a very long time, just so he could get the perfect shot. I tried wildlife photography and realized it wasn't for me at all, because I didn't have that level of patience. But I still learned that it was important to take your time and think about what you want to shoot, and take your time before creating that photo. I'm gonna take a quote from Annie Leibovitz. She says, when I say that I want to photograph somebody, it means that I want to know them. That's pretty much what photography is for me, wanting to know people, wanting to tell a story about the person. So before I take any photos, there's a lot of mental thought that goes into it. There's the planning, there's the thinking, there's first of all understanding, and there's the watching. It's never like just going straight. Sometimes it is, it's just like taking a stroll and taking a picture. But then a lot of times there's that taking time to calm down and watch. I like to study people. I am that person who just sits quietly and stares, or like just like has conversations with people where I'm just trying to get to know them before I photograph them, so I'm able to capture that distinct quality in them. It wasn't very easy at first. It took a while for me to really understand my style and understand what I like to shoot. First of all, it was coming to the acceptance that I really like monochrome photography, and it is the way I see. I actually see in black and white. Whenever I say that to people, it's like, are you blind? But no, I'm not. It's just easier for me. It's like I can strip away all the noise. I can strip away everything and I just see. But then it's the story of the photo, but not in color, in like the literal sense. It's like, okay, I can see the aura of this image and I understand the emotion behind it. That's another thing I'm always trying to emote. The most challenging thing being a photographer in Nigeria, I'd have to say, is access, I think. Yeah, that's it. Sometimes I'd want to like explore certain places. Since this pandemic, I've been doing this series where I just take walks and I go into different estates and like areas around my place and I just photograph the buildings and like the people in that area, just to document what people are going through in this period and how they're dealing with the pandemic. Sometimes they're like very abstract images of just like the spaces, and sometimes they involve people. A lot of times I'll get turned down. People would not let me access their spaces or access even just the streets, or I have to deal with like an agbero telling me, oh, you can't carry your camera in there. And there's also that fear. There's a fear of, and I think this is probably everywhere and not just in Nigeria, that fear of like a camera. And I totally understand why, because there have been cases where people make photographs and then just like misuse the content and tell stories that are not actually true. I understand that, but it has also created this sort of like fear amongst people. People are not as open or receptive as they normally would. Sometimes you're fortunate and you find people that are willing to like sit down and tell you their story and tell you how they have been surviving, and other times it's just flat out no's.
You be like planting chips when I've been in traffic all day. All day. You be like 100 liters when forest scarcity done day. You be like never bring your life for one all night and day. You be like road where they fix bottle just yesterday. You be like police we no ask for bribe. Conductor where they get changed.
Unwinding is something that I've actually had to learn over the years. I used to struggle with guilt, and this guilt used to come from feeling that I wasn't doing enough. So I would end up like overworking myself and like pretty much just working myself into a health problem. It was something that I've learned over the years to actually say, okay, you know what, I'm taking this time off today. I'm not going to do anything. And when I say I'm not going to do anything, I end up just like finding something nice to watch, like maybe a documentary. During this quarantine, I've sort of created a routine for myself. I wake up in the morning and I read an article. It can be online, or I have some that I've printed out that I'm just currently reading. The one I'm currently reading is Rethink Materiality, Memory and Identity. It is a research paper by Tracy Ireland and Jane Leedon. They're pretty much just exploring how places and landscape and objects affect identity and memory. So it's actually been a really interesting read. So I do that, then I work out. I either do yoga or I go for a quick run. I come back, then I sit in front of my computer and I work. And then I listen to some music.
I heard she had a style, and so I came to see her, to listen for a while.
My name is Nengi Nelson. I am a visual artist based in Lagos, Nigeria, and this is my everyday story.
Strumming my pain with her fingers, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly